Hey guys, this is Clinton Jeff from ZomaGuide.CJA.com, and this is the daily roundup of news, December 15th, Wednesday, 2010. Not much news today, actually. Starting off with Nokia news and Symbian. The OV Daily App blog is hosting their annual must-have of 2010 App Awards, where you can predict, vote basically for your favorite apps. And the good incentive here is that if you predict the right apps that win, you will be automatically entered into a chance to win a Nokia N8, which is very, very cool. I've selected a couple, and I hope I win. Let's see how it goes. Moving on. Apparently, Nokia commented on a YouTube video today and has said that there is no plans for multi-touch virtual keyboards yet on Symbian, but then they followed this up later saying that they are working on those improvements. So that might have been a little bit wrong, but let's see how that goes then. Of course, you do know that a multi-touch keyboard does allow you to do things a lot faster. You can, for example, use a shift key to press down, type in cap letters, and then release for lowercase again. That's that kind of stuff, you know. Moving on, the Nokia E71 got a minor firmware update today to 501.21.001. Nobody really knows what's new in this firmware update. Apparently, the changelog is just about the calendar and clock and a backup and restore facility. The firmware might be available for your product, but it seems like it's a very relatively small minor firmware, so maybe it might not be available for a lot of people. We also found a really cool old Nokia N78 video on Vimeo. Definitely worth checking out. Very cool concept of how everyone and everything joins up. Definitely worth checking out. Moving on to Android news. Motorola has apparently filed a patent, which they have apparently are thinking of making a gaming phone called the Stadia, which might rival Sony Ericsson's PlayStation mobile phone. Again, we're not too sure if this will be Android, but with the way Motorola makes phones for, they made basically an Android phone for every type of person, so we assume it might be Android, but let's see how that is. Skyfire for Android also got an update today to version 3.0.1. A couple things, basically now you can move to your SD card. You can save files and move them to your SD card. There's also improved download workflow. You can upload files if you're on Froyo, and there's also crash reports which you can send. The Android Market update that we spoke about earlier apparently isn't working too well for people who have the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10. Again, another problem. I'm not too sure why the Xperia X10 keeps on having so many problems. But moving on to the latest Android device, the Nexus S kernel source code has now been made available. You can download it if you're a developer and check it out. Facebook for Android also got updated today, which now allows support for Facebook chat and also push notifications, which is very useful for those of you that depend on push notifications for everything. Having an iPhone, I'm kind of fed up of the amount of push notifications I get, so do that with you. Google has also apparently bought a mobile company, a mobile payment company called ZetaWire, which apparently might help with the NFC technology that most of the new Android phones might have. Let's see how that goes. For now, we have no idea. The Google Voice search for Android also got a little bit of an update, which now has personalized voice recognition. This should be helpful for a lot of people, I imagine. Basically, the voice search now remembers the sound of your voice and the words that you search for and associates it with your Google account. So now Google knows what you sound like too, in addition to all the other stuff they already know. But not much iPhone news today, just one bit of information. Visa launched a mobile iPhone app, which basically gives you location-based deals. Of course, this is mostly limited to the US, so if you live in the US, go check it out. If you don't, not much use otherwise. So yeah, that's about it for the daily roundup on ZomaGuide.CJA.com. If you have any feedback, do let us know in the comment section on the site or on Twitter at ZomaGuide.CJA. Until then, I'm Clinton Jeff. Stay cool, y'all.